K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, this is Ashley.
Fry, it's Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. How are you?
What are you doing?
I am good. I wanted to know if you guys could give me some advice.
Well,
you sure?
You know what you're asking here?
Really? Okay.
Well, so I went on a date with this guy, Zach, and he is super sweet, and we had a really good time. So we met at a New Year's Eve party, and like we exchanged numbers, and we texted a little bit, and then we ended up going on a date, and then we went to my place, and I don't know, I thought maybe he would stay the night.
Wow.
And we were just hitting it off.
Go, girl.
and then he just kind of abruptly left, and then ever since then, we've texted a little bit, but it's mostly been like one word answers on his part, and I just don't know what happened.
Well, sounds like it was going really well if you were going to invite him over to stay over.
Ashley, not a slow mover.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. When I feel like something's working, I feel like I want to keep making it work.
So where'd you go to eat?
We went to Fleming's.
Oh, my God.
That's a deal sealer.
That's one of my favorite places.
Yeah, it was really good. And we also had a really great time. I felt like we were really hitting it off. The conversation wasn't, like, dull, and it wasn't, like, awkward resting moments or anything like that. We were just chatting, and it seemed like everything was going really well.
Well, let's talk to Zach.
Okay.
Shall we?
We can handle that. Ash, hold on a second. We're going to throw you on hold. We'll grab Zach's phone number off the air, and we'll call and see what's going on here.
Okay.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Ashley, I'm taking it Zach is kind of a cutie pie, huh?
Yeah, he's really cute.
Oh.
What'd you get at Fleming's?
See, he wants to know what you ate, and I want to know, is he cute?
The important stuff.
Right.
I had steak.
Okay.
Is he a prime rib steak, or is he a bone and filet?
A filet guy?
I think he got a filet.
Okay.
But she wasn't paying attention to the meat.
No, she... Well,
depends on what
not
meat.
Not the Fleming's meat.
Right,
okay.
Exactly. All right, hold on a second here. We're going to finish down his number. We'll get him on the phone, figure out what's going on, okay, Ash?
Okay, thanks.
Hello?
Hi, is Zach there?
This is he.
Hey, Zach. Nancy and Fry Guy from K99. What's up?
I'm sorry?
It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM, the radio station.
Oh. Did I win a contest or something?
You might.
It depends what your prize is. Hey, you went to Fleming's.
Yeah, I did.
How was it?
Oh, it was great.
It was real good?
Yeah, really good. Is this a commercial for Fleming's?
No. Well, Z, okay, now, do you know a girl named Ashley?
Oh.
Well, she called us and really liked you and wants to go out with you again, so we said we'd...
reach out and see if we could figure out what was going on. She said you kind of split real fast.
Oh, my God.
Because you were going to have a sleepover and
she
all
was expecting you to stay, man.
Yeah.
She was going to have a good time.
And Fleming's food, like Fry said.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I want to talk about this on the radio.
Hey, she called us.
Right, exactly.
So she opened the door.
Oh, okay.
This ought to be good.
Yeah. We met, we hit it off. She really, really hot. I thought she was really attractive. And we started talking, you know, we texted a few times, decided to go to Fleming's. That was going really, really well. And I wasn't expecting anything because, you know, it was the first date. Then all of a sudden she's like, hey, come back to my place. So I'm thinking, you know, jackpot.
Okay.
<You're> right.
So we get to her place and, I mean, the place was spotless. Everything is, you know, place for everything. Everything in place. The apartment was really clean. And that actually is a really good sign to me. That's usually something I praise pretty highly. So I'm thinking, great, this can't get much better. And she shows me where the bedroom is, and then she goes to the bathroom. While she's in the bathroom, I figure I could, you know, get things ready. And
that's so sweet
get
to put it that
things
way.
Things ready.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like rose petals on the bed and what?
Right.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Whatever's going to help the mood. And I pulled the covers back. The comforter back from the bed, and when I tell you guys, the sheets on her bed were maybe the grossest thing I've ever seen.
What?
What was wrong with them?
At a chick's place?
Oh my God! There were stains. There was
stains.
They were just they were just covered with stains.
Like what kind of stains? Like was she ate in bed or
like
something?
Makeup or what?
I don't know. I mean, it was all kinds of stuff. It was definitely some kind of liquid. I don't know. I don't know what was going on.
Did it stink?
I was going to say, how did it smell?
Did it stink?
Yeah, there was an odor, yeah.
Like
detergent?
Or like
Or stank?
Poo-poo.
I mean, it didn't smell like poo, but I mean, it didn't smell good. And the worst part, the only way I can think of describe it is, you know, like when you get skid marks in your underwear?
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so I threw the comforter back on, and the second she got out of the bathroom, I was like, I gotta go. I couldn't even think of a reason. I gotta go.
Now, hold on. Her whole house looked great, but her bed sheets were nasty.
Yes.
And was this like legit skid marks, like dog scoot skid marks or little ones?
I mean, they were pretty legit.
Like, where were they? Were they on the pillowcases or on the actual?
No, they weren't on the pillowcases. They were on the sheets.
Where
like,
the stuff you know, gets done. I got
where,
you.
Where, yeah. I mean, where your body would be. So, yeah, I mean, just stains. Everywhere. I've never seen so many stains in my life.
You know, I don't like that word anymore.
What, stain?
That's up there with moist.
Oh, come
stains
on.
Stains and moist.
Yeah,
no,
you throw
see,
that in there
they're
too.
All in there together.
I don't like it anymore either.
They got
it. Kind of ruined the night for me.
Zach?
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, there's one more person on the phone, too.
My God. I'm so embarrassed. I don't think. Okay, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
Were they?
It was pretty bad.
Were they legit stains, Ashley? What's going on there?
Okay, they were. Here's the thing. I don't really wash my sheets because I feel like they work so much better and like are much more comfortable and just like inviting to get into if you've worn them in for a while.
Don't you know like your like skin like shed cells overnight and it gets all nasty?
Like never washed your sheets
like
or
when you
like
sweat or what?
No, I washed them when I first got them from the store and then I just kind of like let them sit.
How long ago was that?
Yeah, what's the age on these so far?
I mean, like, I don't know, maybe like a year.
Oh.
But it's just my body, and I shower before I get into bed. But I mean, like, you know, things happen. Like, one time I got a little sick, but like, it's fine. Like, I wiped stuff
one time
out,
you got,
it's fine.
It's still on the mat, it's still on those sheets.
Like, throw
you
up?
Sick?
Like, puke?
No, I'm thinking when you thought it was
no, like one
not
time
a wet one.
A stomach virus.
See what I'm saying?
So
see?
It's
see what you just
the
said?
Other end.
She farted.
It's mm-hmm. legit skid marks.
You have poop on your sheets?
Not really. It was just like a tiny accident that happened. That was all.
Oh, God.
No.
Ashley, how is that supposed to make me want to be there, though?
Yeah, I get that. I get that. I know that.
I don't want to sleep in poop.
It's not poop. It's just like a tiny little thing. It's just a tiny little thing.
If it's not poop, what is it?
I don't. Okay, it is. It is. You're right. It is. But it's just like a tiny. The sheets are just like so much more comfortable when you've been sleeping on them for a while. Like it's like a comfy blanket from childhood.
Actually,
you know?
And why is the rest of your apartment so clean and your sheets so full of stains?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I know a lot of people that don't wash their sheets, and it's just something that like makes them feel more at home. My family doesn't do it. I mean, like when I was younger, I never had washed. Like I think we maybe washed our sheets once every like 5 months or something.
But Ashley,
like
what?
Don't you know, like, when you were growing up and little and the sheets would be hung outside and you bring them in, you fall asleep in freshly laundered sheets, that really good, awesome smell?
Yeah, right? No, but I think that, like, that actually, they were really stiff and, like, I didn't like that. And my mom was always, like, every 6 months or so, we did it. And, like, the only reason we did that was because as kids, we, like, you know, we're, like, dirty. Like, we had, like, dirt on our body from the playground or whatever. So now that I'm an adult, like, I don't get that dirty, and I shower before I go to bed.
Now, do you actually wash your underwear, too, or?
Yeah, I do. I wash everything. I
you,
wash
Do you change that every day?
Clothes.
You change your underwear?
Yes.
Okay. So it's just the sheets.
It's just the sheets. And, like, I don't think this is that weird. I think a lot of people don't change their sheets. It's like a comfort thing.
Do you wear a gown, or do you sleep naked, or what?
Obviously naked.
I generally, most times I wear pajamas, but sometimes I don't wear anything.
There you go. There's where the skid marks came from.
How about if she washed her sheets, Zach?
I mean,
or got new ones.
I mean, that's the only thing that I can say was wrong with the whole situation. But I mean, that's a pretty big wrong.
Maybe you could, instead of wine, you could come with new sheets for the bed.
See?
Yeah.
Instead of flowers, new sheets. Would you be willing to do that for him?
Yeah.
Oh, she sounds so disappointed.
I know.
No, it's just the
You know what? Actually, I will wash the sheets for you.
Look at that.
Oh. He's really into you, girl.
I feel like you're super grossed out. That's super nice for you to volunteer to wash.
Get some of those big yellow long gloves and just, you know.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, you don't have to do that. I can do it.
Would you
get, I can do it.
Maybe. How about if we set him up on a second date?
All right, you always want to go? Here's the deal, though. You have to decide right now if you're going to do it. We'll send you guys out to another steakhouse, maybe back to Fleming's, round two. But give you a ride there, a limo, that sort of thing. We'll pick you up. But you got to decide right now, yes or no.
Maybe I should go to a hotel. Just saying.
There's that. Well, that could be even grosser.
True. That's true.
Yeah, I would go out with her again. Yes.
Ashley?
Yes.
Oh, look at this.
How about that one?
Not very often that happens.
It is not, especially when it comes to dirty sheets.
Dirty sheets.
I'll change them.
Okay. He's making a big sacrifice for you, Zach. You know that, right? Well, you guys have to let us know how it turns out, okay?
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.